For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Beer is being canned at River Rat Brewery in Columbia. Small-scale brewing operations in South Carolina, like River Rat and Hunter Gatherer, are representative of the growing craft beer industry statewide and nationally.
When I opened it in 95, there were 500 breweries. Now we're over 5,000 breweries. So I think that 5,000 breweries now is more than there have ever been breweries in the United States.
That's Kevin Varner, who founded Hunter Gatherer in 1995. Varner played an integral part in changing the laws that helped breweries like his thrive in South Carolina.
In 1994, brew pubs were illegal, and my family and I helped, you know, kind of lobby to get the rules changed in 1995. Senator Stilwell helped push it through the last day of the session in 95.
River Rat's head brewmaster, Drew Walker, says the passing of this law and the Stone Bill in 2014, which made it legal to sell any amount of beer provided food was served on the brewer's premises, has sparked a growth in South Carolina's craft beer industry.
When we started, we were the 12th brewery in the state, and now there's over 40 breweries in the state of South Carolina, and there's plenty more in planning, and the growth is there and hasn't stopped yet.
Despite the significant growth in the number of breweries, Walker says there are still challenges to running an operation like his.
We have laws and rules we have to follow from both federal and state levels. And then it's kind of like keeping up with the Joneses. You know, you see a brewery down the street and they put in a kitchen. Now you got to put in a kitchen. And it's just one of those things where you see another brewery doing it and it works for them. So you kind of got to do it to keep on that same playing field. You have to explore, you have to pivot into what the customer wants. Because at the end of the day, you're selling beer. There's a certain style. You know, it might not be your taste in beer, but we also have to cater to everybody else that wants these new beers that are coming out.
In addition to making consumers happy, Varner said navigating the economics of brewing craft beer can be a challenge of its own.
For a small brewery like us to package beer, the actual packaging costs are higher than the product we put into it. So let's just say we were making 12 ounces of beer for 25 cents, we would probably be spending 30 cents on the bottle, the label, the glue, the cap, that the six-pack holder, all those sort of things.
Walker also addressed the potential cost that could result from new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports.
They did say that brewing equipment was not going to be affected by the tariffs. I don't know if the steel that is used in brewing equipment is going to be not lumped in the tariff. If that's that, and the steel that's being used to make, you know, tanks and kegs, and the aluminum that's being used to make, you know, cans, if that material's being taxed, then yeah, it will affect us. I mean, it's all about pinching pennies and making smart moves with your pennies.
Regardless of the obstacles the state's brewers encounter, Varner and Walker see a bright future in South Carolina's growing craft beer industry and understand why it continues to grow.
Knowing the person that is your farmer or knowing the person that's your brewer, it adds a little bit to culture.
People are starting to realize that South Carolina is a beer state. We have a lot of really good beers coming out of this state. We have a lot of really good breweries in the state. And that's one of the things I think people are realizing, that where you don't have to go to Asheville, you don't have to go to Charlotte or Atlanta to get good beer. You can stay right here in South Carolina. You know, every corner of the state's got a good brewery in it.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.